give us your overall thoughts. I was just talking to the other guy, and basically kind of the helping kids out and teaching them what you know.
Yeah, I'm just really impressed with the turnout. We had, I think, 50, 60 plus kids come out, and you know, on a Saturday morning during the summer, it's awesome. Or Friday morning in the summer, coming out on the weekend, and it's just awesome that these guys showing their dedication to come out and wanting to learn. And anytime you get a chance to get someone, you know, come in and teach something, it's a great opportunity to capitalize on, and a lot of them recognize that.
And you wrestle for a program that's pretty well known as far as Division I wrestling at Oklahoma State. So what do you take from there and bring here?
I really feel like it doesn't change much as you get older. Kids think you learn more, and it's more moves, more fancy, flashy stuff. But I'm trying to get back to them that it's not. We spend more time on basics, just our positioning, our stance, fundamental. You know, I haven't changed my shot in 4 years. You know, I've changed setups, I've changed attacks, but it's nothing fancy. It's nothing, you know, they think everything changes so much as they get older, but it's really just who can have the best position and who can do the basics the best. And that's what I'm trying to get these kids to understand. And it's always fun to learn, like, a camp move. We call them camp moves, you know, a big throw or something that, you know, kids are like, oh, that was cool. But that's, you know, what doesn't really win at the highest level. So we went back to basics. It's a little more boring for them, but it's better for them in the long run. So
when you go from high school to a college, is there much of a difference as far as, obviously competition we know, but as far as technique and how you think?
Mindset is a big factor, you know, getting into college. It's a huge level change. It's the biggest level change in our sport, going from high school to college. You know, there's not that many college programs. You know, wrestling's not a big sport where every school's doing it. So the guys that are doing it, they're the best of the best, you know. Like, not every room's full of four-time state champs, you know, or several-time national champs coming out of high school. So you're not just wrestling, you know, the local champ, you know. You're wrestling the best. And that's a big factor, is just having the level change and experience change. And I think just the mindset, really. There's obviously a lot of skill to learn and positioning, but a lot of it doesn't change as far as basic fundamental wrestling.
Last thing, how fulfilling is it to come back and teach these kids really what you know?
Oh, it's awesome. I didn't really expect it when I came in. You know, I've done a lot of camps, but I haven't done that many close to home. And a lot of these kids are like, oh, I remember watching you in high school, and that kind of felt good, you know, hearing them like, oh, I remember you did this move, and I use that move now. And it's just like really cool how much they actually follow you and how much a lot of these kids look up to us, you know. And so it feels really good to come back and work with them and, you know, show them some of the new things I've learned and just, you know, just helping out, you know, and hopefully inspiring them and letting them set goals and dreams and dream big, you know.